Happy Monday. This is your morning Buzzcast for Monday, June 19th. Good morning. I'm Abe Madcore. Thanks for joining the Buzzcast today. There is some news that we expected to happen Friday. We had been speculating about it for some time, and that's another NBA team sale. Hornets owner Michael Jordan finalized a deal to sell the team to a group led by Gabe Plotkin and Rick Schnall. Those are two familiar names in NBA circles. You may not know them, but Schnall is a minority owner with the Hawks. Plotkin is a minority owner with the Hornets. And so these two should be easily approved by the NBA Board of Governors. Michael Jordan will continue to oversee basketball operations through next Thursday's NBA draft and the start of free agency on July 1st. So that'll be interesting. He'll be the one making the number two pick, not the new owners. Jordan will also keep a minority stake and have a presence with the franchise. The team did not disclose what percentage of his stake Jordan will sell, nor did they say what percentage of the stake he will continue to own. So what else? Well, Schnall will sell his investment in the Hawks. Other members of the ownership group include the hip-hop artist J. Cole, country singer Eric Church. Dial Home Court Partners, the equity firm, is part of the group that is among the investors purchasing Jordan's share of the team. The team as a whole was valued at $3 billion. Pretty amazing when you realize that Michael Jordan purchased the Hornets in 2010 for $275 million, and it was never really fully clear what exactly or how much Jordan invested in that acquisition. But this is a huge return for Michael Jordan. NBA team valuations continue to increase. This is the third major NBA deal this year. Remember, we had Matt Ishbia purchasing a majority stake in the Phoenix Suns and Phoenix Mercury. That deal was valued at $4 billion overall. We also had Mark Lazary, the Bucks co-owner. He sold his share of the Bucks to the owners of the Cleveland Browns, Jimmy and Dee Haslam. At that time and now, the Bucks are valued at $3.5 billion as part of that overall deal. So another major deal in the NBA. We've seen the Bucks, we've seen the Suns, and now we've seen the Hornets. Jordan, I think, just got maybe a little tired of owning an NBA team. He also saw the valuations being at an all-time high, and he wanted to get out. It's also well known that Michael Jordan is really enjoying his stake and his venture in NASCAR by owning the race team 2311 Racing. So Michael Jordan still has plenty to do, but the team never performed to his expectations. He loves to win, and when the Hornets didn't win, I think it really got to him. So at the end of the day, Michael Jordan selling his majority stake in the Charlotte Hornets, and we'll see new owners in this town very soon. Let's move on to the Oakland A's, because it seems like the Oakland A's will have at least one more year at the Oakland Coliseum. Now, there is no deal done to have them relocate to Las Vegas. It's getting closer and closer, but the A's now do plan to play at the Oakland Coliseum next year in 2024. So it seems the earliest the team could play in Las Vegas will be the 2025 season. Now, the team's $1.5 billion ballpark in Las Vegas will not be ready until 2028 at the earliest. And so now they have to figure out where they're going to play until then. The MLB schedule is already set for next year. It's going to be released later this summer. So the A's will be playing in Oakland in 2024. But when they relocate, they'll need a temporary facility. We've talked about the Aviators ballpark in Las Vegas. We've talked about Reno. There is also Sacramento as an option as well. So the A's story still is pretty fluid. Meanwhile, the Lewicki brothers are at it again. The two brothers are leading a group that will build another sports arena in Seattle. Yes, the brothers love Seattle. They were selected to build a new 10,000-seat Memorial Stadium at Seattle Center under the name of One Roof Partnership. That is linked to the Seattle Kraken and Oakview Group. That, of course, is Todd Leiwicki and Tim Leiwicki. And, of course, they redeveloped and now operate Climate Pledge Arena, where the Kraken play. Now, One Roof Partnership is aiming to have the existing Memorial Stadium in downtown Seattle torn down and a new facility to be ready in 2026 or 2027. The facility will host concerts and, of course, sports. Todd Leiwicki and Tim Leiwicki, in a statement, said it could be the home of a future NWSL team, Major League Rugby, the XFL, and even Major League Cricket. So those are all noted as possible tenants of this new building. Remember, on Friday, we noted that Tim Leiwicki is planning to build a $1 billion NBA-ready arena in Las Vegas and will develop it without any public money. He wants a 20,000-seat arena near the Las Vegas Strip, and he's timing it towards NBA expansion around 2026-2027. I said on Friday, here's how people are seeing it. People see that the NBA got its CBA done. Next will be its media deal. Then will come expansion. After the media deal, people speculate the NBA could expand by two teams. And the two favorites right now are Las Vegas and Seattle, two facilities both linked to Tim Leiwicki. So some interesting news there. And finally, there are so many sports documentaries and reality shows out there, but my favorite still has always been HBO's Hard Knocks. I just love it during training camp in August. And who do you want to see on Hard Knocks this August? Jets coach Robert Saleh clearly does not want to be on the show this year. He has said so publicly, but the Jets, because of Aaron Rodgers, are going to be a national story. The NFL and HBO have yet to announce the team for this year's version of Hard Knocks. They have to soon because they have to get to camp and start filming it. But maybe this is proof that teams don't want to be on it, but the candidates for this year's show are the Bears, the Saints, the Commanders, and the Jets. Now, most would think the Jets with Rodgers would be the natural choice, but there is also a lot of changes at the Chicago Bears. You have the number one pick. You have a new team president in Kevin Warren. There's obviously could be a lot of change around the Washington Commanders, so they could be interesting storylines too. So we have yet to see who the NFL and HBO will select. Who do you want to see on HBO's Hard Knocks this year? And that is your Morning Buzzcast for Monday, June 19th. I'm Abe Madcore. Thanks for listening to the Buzzcast. Stay healthy. Be good to each other. I'll speak to you tomorrow.